Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to your Dunamos Life. I'm Catherine Pearson. I'm the Discerning Childbirth Educator and Wellness Coach here at Dunamos Center Ministries in Colorado Springs, Colorado.
And I'm Dr. Pauline Dillard, Executive Director and CEO. And our mission at Dunamos Center Ministries is to bring praise, honor, and glory to God by building Christ-centered, heart-connected marriages, births, and families who have deeper relationship with God and each other.
Amen.
Amen. And what does that all mean?
Right? That's a good question. Let's explore that today.
You know, our show is called Your Dunamos Life, and we do talk a lot about how important it is to live a life filled with the Spirit of Christ, for Christ, to honor God, and we put it in our mission statement to remind ourselves and everybody else that one of our greatest goals at Dunamos Center Ministries is to bring praise, honor, and glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of it is simply the definition of the areas He wants us to do that in.
Very true. Yes, we feel like God has given us these three main areas for our center to focus on: bringing Him praise, bringing Him honor, and bringing Him glory.
Right. And so it's our sort of individual arena,
mm-hmm,
for the main purpose of praise, bringing praise, honor, and glory to Him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Catherine, I always think about how the Bible has very general purpose. The general purpose is every single one of us has this purpose. We all have the purpose of giving our life to Jesus, being born again, following Him, being filled with the Spirit, bringing praise, honor, and glory to Him, which,
mm-hmm,
we're going to explore deeper. And then we also have specific purpose. And specific purpose is the area that He calls us to do that in. So, like people who say, I was called to be a pastor, or I was called to be a singer, or I was called to be a missionary. Well, we are called,
mm-hmm,
to build Christ-centered, heart-connected marriage and births and families who have deeper relationship with God and each other.
Mm-hmm.
But the goal is praise, honor, and glory to God.
Right. So, Dr. Pauline, our goal today is to talk about how we at the Dunamos Center specifically do those things. How do we bring praise and bring honor and bring glory?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Catherine, you did some work at kind of looking at the scriptural background of those three words and then how they kind of fit together.
Yeah, I kind of went back to the beginning. I like to do that with topics.
Yeah.
You know, so what does the word praise mean? And when it was written in the Old Testament, New Testament, what did it mean?
Right.
You know, what were the words that were used? So, to start with, praise in the Old Testament was a verb and a noun. And one of the verbs was, I'm sure there are scholars out there who will know how to pronounce these words much better than me, so forgive me if I butcher it. But one of the verbs was hallel, which was to praise, to celebrate, to glory, to sing, to boast. And before I go too much further, I want to say, too, that between praise, honor, and glory, those root words have actually a lot of similarities.
Yes.
And I found some interesting correlations that they really referenced each other a lot.
Uh-huh.
The verb hallel is the source or the root word of where we get our current day word for hallelujah. So when we're saying hallelujah, we're really, that's kind of a general word of praise.
So what I'm taken by, though, there is it's a verb.
Mm-hmm.
And a verb means we're actually doing something.
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, when you talk about hallelujah, what is a hallelujah? Yes, it's a word, but it's an action, too, isn't it? And
mm-hmm,
it's a bringing sort of feet to something.
Right. It gave another sort of more literal translation as let us praise Yah.
Mm.
And Yah apparently was a short form for Yahweh.
Right.
So let us praise Him. So let us do something to bring praise to God.
Okay.
So, yeah, I thought that was interesting.
So, you know, we talk a lot about we go to worship service and we praise God on Sunday mornings or,
mm-hmm,
in our home or whatever. So sing praise songs or sing worship songs. And I think, yes, that is one way of bringing praise to God. But I think also it's the actions we take in our life, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our everyday actions, our daily life.
Mm-hmm.
How do we, what are we doing that is bringing right. praise to Him?
So, you know, when I connect this to our mission statement, which is to build Christ-centered, heart-connected marriages is the first one, right?
Mm-hmm.
This tells me I have to put action to my marriage so that it brings praise, that it's a hallelujah. If somebody looks at me and says, oh, you're a Christian and you're married, am I working on my marriage? Am I learning how to really care for each other the way that God would want us to? If somebody looked at my marriage, would they see God or would they just see the selfishness of my own heart?
Mm.
Would they see my pride? Would they see my arrogance? When I get couples in my office, Catherine, who are telling me, I don't think this marriage can work anymore, I don't see God anymore. There's no praise in that.
Right.
There's no praise in your marriage. And so I just want to make sure that we're really clear that for me anyway and for all of us here, marriage is a way of praising God. It's a way of bringing praise, honor, and glory to God. But do I know how to do that? So that's why we have the marriage intensive.
Right.
You know, so, yeah.
Right. Because people are looking at our marriages and saying, how are they
different?
How are they, what's the word I'm looking for? Traveling through everyday complications and difficulties. How are they
right.
getting through that?
And how are they doing it different than, say, the world or anybody else?
Mm-hmm.
And if I were then to find out that this was a Christian couple, would it surprise me?
Mm-hmm.
Or would I just be like, wow, they really do praise God with their marriage.
Yeah.
They really try to show that Jesus can make a difference and that they live with each other in an understanding way, which brings praise and honor and glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
So we do want to bring praise in the action that we take in our marriage.
Yeah.
For part one.
Yeah. Another verb in the Old Testament was yada, and that was to give thanks or laud, which, you know, is another thing that I think brings praise, is to be thankful for what God's given us, be thankful for our marriage,
yes,
for our kids, families, our health, to offer Him thanks.
So what you're saying then is when we're doing the give thanks in all things, it's a form of praise.
Yeah.
So when Paul says to be thankful in all things, it's actually also to praise God in all things is really what we're doing.
Or if you're doing laundry or doing dishes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord, for clothes to wear. Thank you for a washing machine to use. Thank you for dishes to eat on and food to eat.
Yeah, you know, you remember.
Even in the mundane.
Yes, because when I was a young wife and mom and I was home with my kids and caring for the home, I had a woman's devotional Bible. And I just have never forgotten this one devotion that one of the women wrote in the Bible about scrubbing toilets and crying and hating it.
Yeah.
And then hearing Jesus say, even in this you honor me or you praise me. And she was like, what? How is scrubbing the toilet praising God? And she realized it was all in the attitude with which we go. Just like you said, I'm thankful I have a house. I'm thankful I have indoor plumbing.
Amen. Me too.
If you've ever been in any one of those little outhouses that they put at the park or events, be thankful for indoor plumbing, and then, yes, that means we have a responsibility to clean it.
Yes, yes.
So that is a praise to God.
Mm-hmm. Another one in the Old Testament was a noun. So this is a thing, you know.
Okay.
Tehillah, which is glory, praise, song of praise, and I like this, praiseworthy deeds.
Yeah, yeah.
Our actions. Are they praiseworthy, or are they not?
Right. So again, we're back to, are we seeing God in it? And so now the second part of what we're trying to build for the praise, honor, and glory of God is Christ-centered, heart-connected births.
Mm-hmm.
Here at the Dunamis Center, we're trying to help families to have births that are praiseworthy.
Yeah.
And that doesn't necessarily mean that there's not that little tiny percentage that it may not be a surgical birth or, you know, a difficult time, but is it praise honoring to God? Did I just give up or did I really connect with Jesus and know what deed I'm supposed to take, what path, what road? Do I approach all my decisions for the marriage and the birth from a place of, I want everything I do to be praiseworthy, where people will see that I put God first and not my own pain or my own selfishness or my control or my fear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me give you a couple more words. There was another Old Testament word, Todah, which was also Thanksgiving. And there was a New Testament word, which is a noun, Anos,
okay,
which was a tale or narration, which I thought was really interesting, too, that sometimes, you know, we can tell a story that's praiseworthy. We can,
right.
Our story here at Dunamis, and I think, is praiseworthy.
Yeah, and we do that when we're talking about outcomes for births, and we're talking about, you know, how people have changed their marriages. So, Catherine, you probably notice it, too, when we're teaching a birth class. We're telling stories about how faithful people have sought God. And in our modern day, we're not going to the Old Testament and saying they, you know, birthed in the field. We're saying, this person last week did this.
Mm-hmm.
This person came into our seminar and sat and followed God and wanted to find how does my marriage, my birth, and having this child bring that praise to God? So it was very much a position they wanted to be in and an action they wanted to take.
Yeah.
So that they could tell their story and God would be the center of it.
Yeah, to be able to offer the testimony of saying, I was in this position, but God brought me here.
Right. When I relied on Him.
Yeah, exactly.
When I connected to Him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To be able to give that testimony, that story of
right,
what God's done is amazing.
And we know a lot of people through the marriage, through the birthing here at Dunamis Center Ministries that would give you those testimonies of how we helped only because we're in our position trying to bring praise, honor, and glory to God, not because of us. I want people to see God first. And if He can use us to bring that about so that people have these testimonies,
mm-hmm.
then it's worth everything that we do, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, and we have people that have come to us and worked with us that have testimonies of how we've helped them. But I think as the Dunamis Center ourselves, we also have a great testimony of what God's done for us through the center, you know, to give us. For me personally, I feel like God's given a purpose.
Uh-huh.
You know, a meaningful outlet to be able to touch lives and share Him.
Absolutely. And He deserves our praise for that, that He gives us focus, and then we've pursued character building and knowledge and other things in order to say, how do we stand for Him? And how does He stand for us?
Yeah. Yeah.
More than anything.
Yeah, we have testimony in how God has worked through the center. He's brought us to this cool building that, you know, we've been able to do things with and grow and
just even have this nice room. You probably noticed there's not enough as much background whooshing on our show. That's because we've been able to actually build a room specifically for media stuff in the building that God gave us, so that we can disseminate more of that praise, honor, and glory through testimonies and through stories, and so that storytelling piece becomes much easier for us. And even just today, talking with our audience is just part of that storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another word that is in our mission statement is the word honor.
Yes.
In the Old Testament, there's verbs and nouns
right
for the word honor as well. That was kind of a status word.
Okay.
I don't know how to say these.
That's okay. You can spell them if you want to.
Oh, that's a good idea. So K-A-B-O-D, kabod.
Possibly.
Was discussed honor, glory. It also had a meaning of great quantity, multitude, wealth, splendor.
Oh, wow.
So it was a great physical weight or quantity of a thing. To have great quantity of honor, a great position, a status.
Right, right. And so I think here for us, I'm just going to give one of those little testimonies, the praise piece about honor.
Yes.
So before I got my doctorate, I really struggled with, you know, some insecurity and what's my position and what is God going to do with me. And I used to actually think, if I got my doctorate, then people might actually listen to me. Okay, so, but as I went through it, I really spent a lot of time with the Lord because I did it through a very Christ-centered place, even though I did study all the same psychology that any PhD or MS degree person would do.
Mm-hmm.
But I just really felt changes and shifts in me to where by the time I graduated, I just didn't care. I had done the whole thing for God because God had directed me, and I didn't care. But guess what?
What's that?
People listen to me because I'm a PhD. Which is what God had said he needed me to get it for. But at the end of everything I talk about, I always want to honor him more than myself in anything.
Mm-hmm.
So when I do presentations, even if they're at a secular group or something like that, I never would walk away from there with people not knowing that I'm a follower of Christ.
Yeah.
And that I believe that God is the reason I'm there and that he has brought all this material together
mm-hmm.
for us here at Dunamis Center Ministries.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk a little bit more about this, but let's just take a little break and let our listeners know how they can get a hold of us.
Absolutely. So you can always find us on Facebook. Search Dunamis Center Ministries. Dunamis is spelled D-U-N-A-M-A-S. On Twitter, go to @YourDunamisLife. We would love to receive an email from you. That address is dunamislife@dunamiscenter.com. If you have any questions or comments or concerns, suggestions about what you want us to talk about, we're more than open mm-hmm. to receiving those. Our website where you can find out more information about us and to look at what items we have for sale, to be able to give us a donation.
Yes.
That our website is dunamiscenter.com.
Yeah.
And then there's the good old phone number.
Yes, there is.
So you can reach us by phone, which is 719-231-7183.
And you know, Catherine, we are talking about honoring God and praiseworthy deeds. And so sometimes we forget that every action we take has a consequence. And so is that consequence going to be a good one or a bad one? Is it going to honor ourselves or honor God? And so we have a workbook available through our website called Choices and Consequences, which is a chapter-by-chapter study of the book of Proverbs. Mm-hmm. And it really helps with God is so clear in there about this action brings this consequence, which brings this honor, which brings, you know, my name to the forefront if
yeah.
you're behaving in a way of integrity. We talk a lot about integrity today, but what does that actually look like? Proverbs is very clear on that. So if you went to the website, dunamiscenter.com, you could get it there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or if you come to any event that we're at, we usually have them at our table. And we would love to meet you in person.
That's right.
And what's coming up is the Colorado Counselors Association in April.
In Denver.
And the dates are April 21st, I believe. 22nd. It's like a Thursday, Friday, Saturday around that time at the Convention Center in downtown Denver.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have a table there, and we would just love to meet people if anybody's listening from Colorado, or if you want to come in, that's fine. If you're visiting Denver, we'd be love to see you there.
That's right. Come check us out. We'd love to connect.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's go back to honor. You just was talking about how there was confusion between honor for myself and honor for God when I was going through my educational process. And one of the things that I want to just say here, because I don't want people to back away from this, is we can probably never really get our motives pure. We're human beings and we live on planet Earth. And I know during that time that my motives were not pure because I myself got mixed up in it. But what ended up happening was the desire to honor God grew greater than the getting my own attention in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times I see people go, well, I feel kind of selfish, so I can't do it. Well, you need to do something. You need to keep moving in the direction of God, because that's the enemy saying, well, you don't have the right motives. If you, you know, have praised God and connected with God and you're honoring him and you're wanting to give glory to him, you're not going to be 100% pure. But that's got to be greater.
But I think the question, too, is what you're doing, is it a praiseworthy deed?
Yes.
Is it, you know, worthy of saying, wow, look at what God has done.
Right.
And offering him thanks
mm-hmm.
and a position of high yeah. status.
And part of that story, too, starts in 1991 when I first heard God say, that I was going to lead a ministry similar to what Dunamis Center Ministry is. And I just said to God, I have absolutely not 1 ounce of administrative gifting. So if this is going to happen, then you're going to have to bring that about. And so any leadership, I've learned since then that that wasn't really a true statement, but you know how we don't see ourselves the same way.
Yeah.
But God kind of had to dig in deep and bring it to the surface and help it to manifest. And so I do praise God, and I do give Him honor and glory for the fact that we're even here talking today about Him.
So true.
From 1991, when I got the word, to now, everything that He's done in there, I mean, it would fill volumes if I one day get it all written down.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Bible said, if everything about Jesus were written down, it would, the books would circle the earth many times. So I feel that way sometimes just with how much God, who doesn't even have to, has honored me, you know?
Yeah.
And so how much more so should I honor Him?
Yeah. Yeah. It's wonderful to see that He gave you a vision and you honored Him by following through on that vision.
Which wasn't easy.
No, but being able to return honor back to Him.
Oh, yeah, it's all Him.
Yeah. And, okay, so glory is our third word in our phrase, honor and glory. So in the Old Testament, there was a word, tip-aret, or array, maybe? Anyway, it's T-I-P apostrophe E-R-E-T. And the way it explained that one was, the words it gave were glory, beauty, ornament, distinction, and pride, which I don't know how pride works in, because we know that in general, pride is not a great thing in the Bible. Towards God, it was more likely used as beauty and ornament.
Right. Well, and I think it has to do with, like, the old concept of take pride in your work. And anything worth doing is worth doing excellently.
Mm-hmm.
So why would we want to take pride in our work? Well, if we're honoring God and we're taking pride in what Jesus is doing, don't we want to do our best? Don't we want to say, hey, I am going to enter in to make this beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we work, for example, when we do a Choices for a Discerning Child or seminar, let's just put that out, another testimony. And somebody is on a pathway that we know would lead right down the road of destruction and damage and all of that. And we just teach God's word on it. We just bring praise and honor and glory to God in the teaching. And people connect to Him and they change their plans and they have a beautiful birth experience. I think we can take pride in the fact of, look what Jesus did.
Yeah.
You know, we only entered in to be used as servants in that. But then there's a false humility a lot of Christians have where they're like, oh, no, it has nothing to do with me. It's all Jesus. Well, we have to choose to step in.
Okay, it's true.
So I'll say, okay, yeah, you're welcome that I chose to show up. That's about all I chose to do. But I could choose not to show up, and God can't do a thing with me.
Well, and we could also choose to not teach to the best of our ability,
right,
or not be prepared. And but if we are prepared and we choose to do the best we can,
right,
then like you said, we can take pride in it.
Catherine, I want to talk a little bit too about the third pillar of the Dunamis Center. We say on the pillar piece, marriage, births, and biblical wellness. And we have in the mission statement, marriage, births, and families. So why is there a difference? Well, the family sort of encompasses all of it, but the way we fulfill the mission statement is through the marriage intensives and the marriage counseling, the birth education and support for people to draw closer to God. And then we feel very strongly that biblical wellness, which is the spiritual talks that we have, but it is also how are we treating the body that God gave us so that people can walk healthy lives that are connected to God and connected to each other. How am I going to bring praise, honor, and glory to God if I can never even get out of bed and clear my head enough because I don't eat right or I'm always sick?
Mm-hmm.
How does me being sick and unhealthy bring praise, honor, and glory to God?
Good question.
You know, so sometimes we have, and I'm very keen on this with the marriage and the birth too. We're very up on how you have to have healthy living, healthy food in order to have your brain working well, which God gave you, to relate to God well, to relate to each other well, to relate to your birth well, to grow a healthy baby. And then I've been very interested in mental health and nutrition since before I was born again, many, 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 many years ago. And God brought that forward as a piece of this. Mm-hmm. And so what I feel like, hey, wouldn't it, this glory, this beauty, this pride, this distinction, how does it happen in that? And I think in particular of when I have a client who's been diagnosed with something like schizophrenia or schizoaffective disorder or bipolar or depression, and we're able to sit down with them and say, okay, Lord, what does this person, you know, what does the diet look like? What can we change to help everything function better? And they follow that, and then all of a sudden they're able to live their life in a totally different way.
Mm.
Is that not glory, beauty, distinction, pride? Do we not have a right to go, wow, look at what Jesus did through us. I just feel so proud that I was even a piece of it.
Mm-hmm.
Or that I could have shown up for that.
Right.
Yeah.
And it allows us too to, if we go back to praise, to offer thanksgiving.
Yes.
Thank you, God, that you showed us what this person needs. And thank you for helping them to follow through with it.
Right.
And we just offer you all the praise for the outcome.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But, you know, Paul talked about how he was proud of the work of Jesus Christ. So the word pride in and of itself is not the problem. It's sort of like money is not the root of all evil. It's the love of money.
Yeah.
So pride in Christ, pride in what God is doing, pride in being allowed to even be a minuscule piece of that, that's not a bad thing. If I'm proud of myself.
Exactly. It's where we get into, it's all about me and
look what I did.
Exactly. I'm proud of me and what I accomplished in my strength. Well, no.
I went and got this education and look at what I know. Well, you know, you should know things. Proverbs 24, we should have knowledge, wisdom, and understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And so obviously I'm not disregarding or disrespecting anybody's education. It's my own PhD sitting here. If I make that the pride point, look at me, I got a PhD, look at me, look at what I know, now I'm in trouble.
Right.
If I'm saying, look at Jesus, look what he did, look what he allowed for me to do, look at Jesus, look at how he's using it, look at Jesus, look at what he's wanting me to manifest to help people with, that's a totally different thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Than that pride.
So, Dr. Pauline, let me offer one more New Testament word for glory, which was doxa, D-O-X-A, and it's honor resulting from a good opinion.
Mm.
And I think that's what we've kind of been talking about this whole time, is at the Dunamis Center here, we are trying to create a good opinion.
Of God.
Yeah.
Not of us, but of him.
Right. And that's not to say that we should conduct ourselves even outside of Dunamis Center in a way that results in a good opinion of us, which in turn reflects back up to God and hopefully a good opinion of him.
Right. And you know, Catherine, there's such a bad opinion of Christians out there in the United States right now that if I walk away from any sort of presentation and people feel like they have been blessed and given something that's of God, then I am giving a good opinion of God in an arena where often God isn't even included.
Mm,
and that's what we want to pay attention to. As we finish up, I just want to look at Psalm 150, which is our praise psalm.
Mm.
And it says, praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his surpassing greatness. Praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with the lute and harp. Praise him with tambourine and dance. Praise him with strings and pipes. Praise him with clanging cymbals. Praise him with loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that breathes praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hmm.
So if you're wondering, how do I do this? Just go to Psalm 150. And you'll get a lot of good instruction.
Well, and really quick too, when I was looking up for praise, all of the words said that most of them occurred in the Psalms.
Yes.
So if you're looking for a way, go to the book of Psalms and just read any of them.
Yeah, and you act that deed, that praiseworthy deeds, and then the honor and glory of God is going to come with it.
Yes.
Okay, so don't forget it that we are supported by donation. So if you went to Dunamis center.com. You could find a donation button there, and then we would be able to support people even more and to bring more praise, honor, and glory to God in marriages and birthings and